Achette Audio presents The Book of Madness and Cures, written by Regina O'Melveny, read by Catherine Kellgren.
No land now, no air is constant for me. Because I dwell nowhere, I am a pilgrim everywhere. Petrarch. The waters vanish for months and years, and then return to their home. 16th century Venetian proverb. That which wounds shall heal. Attributed to the Oracle of Apollo. Prologue.
I don't know where my own body begins or ends, said the young girl of Imizmiza.
Her mother had summoned me, the only woman physician within hundreds of miles, to tend her 12-year-old daughter, who suffered the grave consequences of corporeal confusion. The girl sat at a cedar table near a narrow window in the red earthen house. She told me, through a dark veil that flickered as she spoke, that she sensed the fear of entrapment that the tethered horse knew in the field. His visible breath pulsed in the cold air as he drew the rope taut while the groom approached, currycomb in hand. She told me,
"The man who strokes the horse with 5 different brushes in strict order of succession, the man with a head like the knot at the end of a rope, he is smaller than my thumb!"
And then she laughed suddenly, surprising me. Before I could puzzle this out, her mother approached us and chided,
"Come, Lala, put on your riding skirts. You're taking the horse out today."
The girl stared at the plank table where her left arm lay with the grain.